Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is blaming a Syria-linked bomber for the explosion in the city of Istanbul. Erdogan says both Turkish nationals and foreigners are among the casualties. The blast in central Istanbul killed at least 10 people and injured 15 others. Saudi airstrikes target a historical site in Yemen's Sana'a province, killing at least 10 civilians and injuring over 20 others. Earlier, at least three women were wounded in an airstrike in Razeh city in the northwestern province of Sa'ada. The Palestinian Prisoner Society says 34 administrative detention orders have been issued for Palestinians in Israeli jails. At least, it says rather, detention orders were issued for the first time for 14 of the detainees and renewed for 20 others. The controversial policy allows Israeli authorities to imprison Palestinians indefinitely without charge or trial. Junior doctors go on strike in Britain to express their opposition to new contracts introduced by the government. Hospitals are facing major disruption over the 24-hour walkout. Authorities say the contracts improve healthcare services during night and on weekends, but the medics believe that would reduce their pay. The United Nations welcomes Syria's appeal for continuing aid deliveries to civilians trapped in conflict areas. UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien says Monday's arrival of aid convoys in three Syrian towns cut off for months by the conflict must not be, quote, a one-off or exceptional incident. Austrian police say Germany has been sending back a growing number of asylum seekers to its border with Austria since the beginning of January. Police say the daily number of refugees being turned back has risen from 60 to 200. Rival groups have clashed in the German city of Munich over refugees. The scuffles erupted while supporters of anti-Islam and anti-refugee group Pegida were marking the one-year anniversary of the formation of the far-right movement. Left-wing activists and refugees also surrounded the Pegida rally in a counter-protest. More than 100 people have been shot in the U.S. city of Chicago during the first 10 days of January. According to the Chicago Police Department, the majority of gun violence incidents were the result of chronic gang conflicts. Over the weekend alone, seven people were shot to death across Chicago.